वंदेहं श्री गुरु।
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 16, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 4th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Translation: due to ignorance, the materialistic person does not know anything about his real self-interest, the auspicious path in life. He is simply bound to material enjoyment by lusty desires, and all his plans are made for this purpose. For temporary sense gratification, such a person creates a society of envy, and due to this mentality, he plunges into the ocean of suffering. Such a foolish person does not even know about this.
Lokasyam sreyasi nasta dishti jo arthan samihita nikama kama ananna vaira sukalesa hetu rananta dukhamcha nabigam ra. This is the description of the material world. Ananna vaira, simply envious of one another. This is material world. I am envious of you, you are envious of me. You can extend this family-wise, society-wise, community-wise, national-wise, but the basic principle is enviousness, nothing. Therefore, in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained that who are fit for accepting this Bhagavat principle. Dharma prudhita koitavatra paramanirma saranam. This is meant for the persons who are no more envious. For them, those who are envious, they have no entrance in the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. Paramanirma, because the whole world is based on the principle of enviousness. Ananna vaira. And what is the meaning of this enviousness? Sukhalesa hetu, temporary happiness. Temporary happiness. Now, especially the modern world, not only modern world, always that is the nature of this material world. How much fighting is going on between nation to nation, person to person, community to community. There are so many courts, legal courts. The people go there, fight with one another. Then the United Nations, what is that United Nations? I have already explained many times. Assembly of Barking Dogs, that's all. United. They will never unite. They will go there and barking. Many times we have seen the enviousness. Krishna says that sarva-loka-mahesaram, I am the proprietor of all planets. But we are claiming this is my country. It is India, my country. This is Pakistan. This is America. This is Russia. And fight. The proprietor is there. He is claiming that this is not yours. It is mine. still there. Because why? Rananta dukkhaṁ ca navedam bhura. Rascals, he has no right. Unnecessarily, he or they are claiming right and fight. You have to do it, because we are placed in a condition of suffering. Devi jesa gunamai mamumaya dhyastara. I have given this example many times. That's why in school, the teacher engages two naughty boys to catch the ears of one another. And he is pulling the ear, he is also pulling the ear. There is competition of pulling the ear. So nature engages them. Jagato hitaya, ugra karma. They have manufactured this ugra karma world for the annihilation of this world. Russia has discovered the nuclear, what is that? Nuclear weapons. And the Americans, they are finding out the opportunity so to drop the bomb here and there, and everything will be destroyed. They do not know what is the aim of life. Simply, they are engaged in ugra karma and creating enmity, ananna vaira, sukhale sahit. Maya sukhaya bharamud bahato vimura. Prahlad Maharaj also said that sochi tato vimukha chetas. I am simply thinking of this rascal. Vimura, here it is said, mura. And Prahlad Maharaj says, vimura. Visheshuru, particularly mura. Prahlad Maharaj, Vaishnava, he has no problem. A Vaishnava has no problem. Prahlad Maharaj says, I have no problem, my Lord, to Nishingade. Naivad vidhi paro durattaya vaitaranya tad vijja gayana maha amrita magna chitta. A devotee will be simply satisfied if he has got the opportunity of reading, reciting Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere, any part of the world, sitting down underneath the tree. One who has got education, he can read Srimad Bhagavatam. But even one has no education, he cannot read. Still, he has no problem. He can chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So he can enjoy anywhere. There is a practical example in this connection. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring in the southern India, in the Ranganath temple, he saw one Brahmin. He was reading Bhagavad Gita. Many persons were coming and criticizing him. Well, Brahmin, how you are reading Bhagavad Gita? He did not reply. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached him and he saw the Brahmana was reading Bhagavad Gita and tears gliding down. So he could understand that here is a pure devotee. So he asked him, well, Brahmana, what you are reading? So he said, sir, I cannot read. I am illiterate. I cannot read what is Bhagavad Gita, especially Sanskrit. his neighbors were criticizing him, they knew that this Brahmana is illiterate and he is making a show of reading Bhagavad Gita. So they were criticizing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could understand that here is a pure devotee. So he asked him, what you are reading? He said frankly, sir, I cannot read. I have no education, illiterate. Then it appears that you are reading something. And if you are illiterate, why are you reading Bhagavad Gita? No, my Guru Maharaj said, he knew that I am illiterate, but still my Guru Maharaj said that you read every day the shlokas of Bhagavad Gita. So, on account of his order, although I do not know anything what is written there, I am trying to. That's very nice. You are carrying the order of your Guru Maharaj. But it appears that you are crying also. How you are crying if you cannot read? Yes, sir, that's it. Because as soon as I take this Bhagavad Gita in my hand, I see the picture that Arjuna is asking Krishna to place his chariot in the war field, and Krishna is driving the chariot by his order. So this is creating some feeling in me. Oh, Krishna is so kind, so nice, that although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is carrying the order of his devotee, a servant. When I feel this, I cry. How Krishna is kind. How Krishna is merciful. So immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. You are reading. It is not the literacy or education or knowing grammar and putting jugglery of words. That is not reading. If one feels what is the purport of Bhagavad Gita, that is reading Bhagavad Gita. It does not depend on literary kriya. A devotee is simply satisfied if he can think of Krishna. Krishna wants that. Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta. Madhya Jima Namaskar. Krishna never says that you become a great pandit or grammarian to read Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavata. That if you can, if you have, you can. Otherwise, anyone, even a child, can do this. Manmana Bhavamaru Bhakta, Madhya Jima Namaskar. One can come into this temple and offer obeisance. That will also do. Therefore, a devotee can be satisfied in any condition of life, provided he can think of Krishna's lotus feet. That's all. That much. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj said that I have no problem. Naivodviji parodurutya. I have no problem to cross over the ocean of nisans. That solution is already there. Wherever I am, I shall think of your lotus feet, that's all. But you appear to be unhappy. Yes, I am unhappy. Why? Sote tato vimuga cetasa. I am thinking of these rascals who have rejected your instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Roche tato vimuga cetasa, and they're busy. Like monkeys and dogs, they are busy. You'll see, they are very busy, going here, going there, going there, just like monkeys jumping from one tree to another, jumping wherever he's standing, will move this iron and everything. But people know that here is a monkey, he may appear to be very busy. People will immediately take his stick Go away. So our business is like that. We are making big plans to be happy like the monkeys. Therefore here it is said that arthan samihita nikamo kamo. So it is the duty of everyone to do something for his welfare. But here in the beginning is loka svayam sriyasi nastu drishti. These rascals, they are blind to their real interest. Sriyas means real interest. And prayas means immediate profit. So, nikama kama, sense gratification is very nice immediately. I enjoy sex life, this is very nice. Why shall I chant Hare Krishna? Let me enjoy sex, sriyasi and prayasi. Hey, this is pleasure. And it is not pleasure. Therefore, nastu drishti, he does not know that this sense pleasure is not his actual pleasure, it is creating different types of miserable conditions. Nastu drishti, he has no eyes. Arthan samye nikama kama, the Vishnu. He does not know either it is legal sex or illegal sex. There are two kinds of sex life, legal and illegal. Legal is married life sex, that is taken as legal. And without marriage, like cats and dogs in these teeth or here and there, that is illegal. The legal sex life is still allowed. Just like Krishna says, dharma viruddha kamosmi. If there is legal sex, one man and woman married, and only for progeny they get into sex life, that is allowed in this ashram. But illegal, illicit sex is most abominable. But either illicit or legal, there are so many sufferings. Illegal, now they are giving opportunity, abortion, killing the child and so on, so go to the hospital. That is also, and behind that, killing the child, very sinful, he has to suffer. He does not know. Ananta dukkha cha naveda mura. He is taking the risk of suffering life after life. Those who are killing the child within the womb, they will be punished. They will also enter within the womb of the mother and somebody will kill. And again he'll enter another mother's womb, again he'll be killed. So as many child he has killed, he has to go through the womb of the mother to another womb, another. He'll never see the light of the world, he'll be killed. This is the punishment. This is the punishment, but he does not know. Ananta dukkhaṁ ca naveda mūḷa. He does not know how the laws of nature is working, life for life. You have no right to kill any life, even an ant you cannot kill. You cannot kill. If you kill, then you have to suffer. These are not stories. These are not stories. There are many incidences in the Shastra, just like Vidura. He was Jamaraj, incarnation of Jamaraj, but he was cursed by Muni to become a Shudra. Why? Now, one muni was brought in the courtyard, in the court of Jamaraj, and he was to be punished by light punishment, shulo, piercing the lancet through the rectum and it will come out. So the muni asked Jamaraj, why you have put me into this tribulation, this punishment? What is my fault? The Jamaraj explained that in your childhood you pierced with a nail through the rectum of an ant. Therefore you must be punished like this. That's it. In childhood playing, he pierced, sometimes you have seen the children do that. That is also counted. You cannot do any harm to any animal, any living being. You cannot do. But these rascals are regularly killing. Although they have got this human form of body, although they have got intelligence, scientific intelligence and so called, but they do not know how nature's law is working. They do not care to. They say these are all mythology. But that's mythology. It is not mythology. Naveda Mura. They do not know what is the law of nature. They are ananta dukkha. So we should be very, very careful. We are implicating step by step. Padanga padanga jata vipala. They do not know. This material world means at every step we are creating another difficulty. Padanga padanga jata vipala. This material world where there is danger in every state, it is not perfect. It is not perfect. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned that niskinchanasya bhagavata bhajanonukasya. Anyone who is desirous of rendering such dedicates life for the service of Bhagavan Krishna. But Krishna demands that. Sarvadharman parityajyamamekam saranam bhajam. For such person, one who has decided, yes, I shall fully surrender to Krishna. For such person, niskinchana. Surrender means he has finished his own material business. No more business. That is called niskinchana. Kinchan means something. And niskinchan means that something also not. Annavilasita sunnam. Jnana karma dhanabhritam. There are so many achievements by karma, jnana, yoga, so many things. But bhakti means finish this, all this nonsense business, karma, jnana, yoga. Simply surrender to Krishna. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam. So for such persons, that is niskinchan. Atosar chari haiya niskinchan. Ekanta bhave laya krishnaika saram. And Chaitanya Chaitanya. So we have to become niskinchan. No more material business. No more. That is called niskinchan asya. Who can take this niskinchan? Bhagavad bhajana unmukasya. Unless one is eager to serve the Lord, nobody can be niskinchan. Everyone will have kinchan. It's something mine. The for such person, niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanam makasya, parama parama jigim subhu bhavasagarasya. Why? Bhagavad bhajan is required. Yes, it is most essential. Seva. Srevasi nastudhisthi, you do not know. Krishna says that if you do not come to me, if you do not accept me, then nivartante mitu samsara vatmani. You will continue the cycle of birth and death, and that means ananta dukkham, one life after one life, one life after one life. This is gone. So we should be very, very careful that this human form of life should not be wasted even for a moment. That is real life. That is by one sloka by Rupa Goswami. Abhartha-kalattam. A devotee should always be alert to see whether this time, one moment passed, whether I have wasted it or I have utilized it. That is, should be the point. Ayusha khalavidham khanayekoti na labha sarnakoti vi. This is also material estimation, that one moment of our life cannot be returned in exchange of millions of dollars, even from material point of view. And those who are advancing in spiritual life, how much careful they should be. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has given the formula of bhartha kalattam. Not a single moment may be wasted without chanting Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.